What's that?
Looks like he's related to that guy.
Yeah, you're right. They do kind of look related. So today's Epiphany, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've been up here chatting about who was who in the Christmas pageant. So Epiphany, we have some new visitors.
The three Magi.
The three Magi, the three wise men. And can we pick them out here? Who were they?
This guy,
and this guy.
Yeah, and we decided that you were this guy in the pageant, yeah?
Yeah.
Last year, right, because you were the angel this year.
2 years ago.
There's other guests, too.
Psst. And the camel.
The camel! I love the camel. I asked the kids in the first service what the camel's name was, but they didn't really have one. Do you have a name for the camel?
Humphrey.
What? Humphrey? Do you know the story of Humphrey the camel?
No.
Oh, tell your parents to buy you that book. It's a great book. Humphrey the camel. Okay, so where did the wise men come from to get here, right here? No, where were they?
Jerusalem.
Oh, you guys are so smart. I meant, where were they in the church?
Oh, there.
Yeah, so literally they moved from one location because they were there for the whole Christmas season so far, and they were brought here. How did they walk so fast? I think Bill helped them along. Yeah? Yeah, so the wise men came from afar, we say, so across the church afar. But in the real story,
they came from Jerusalem.
They came from Jerusalem, did they? Are you sure about that?
I was reading the Bible.
Parents, did they come from Jerusalem?
Look in your Bible.
They went to Jerusalem first, but they didn't start there.
They came
from afar. So they came from even further than Jerusalem. They came from maybe parts of Africa, right? We don't know their original origin, but we know they came from farther than that. They came from miles and miles away. They started, you're right, they went to who? Who did they talk to? To whom did they go? King Herod, the not-so-good king, says TJ. Yeah, so they went to go visit Herod, and they said, we have come to find the new king, and where is our wonderful king?
Right there.
That baby, yeah. They came, and they eventually found him, right? Mm. Yep, they found him. How did they find him?
By following the star.
They followed the star, and we have this beautiful star to remind us of that story. Yeah, wow, hey? Can you imagine going on this long journey to only follow a star? Are you a good stargazer? You are?
I like looking for Orion.
You like looking for Orion. That's about one of the only ones I know, too. Yeah. The constellations are hard to follow sometimes, and they're different places at different times of the year. I think it's probably a long journey that they went on, and I can't imagine it was easy, but they came and they worshipped together. And did they go back the exact same way they came?
No, they
went
the long way around.
They took the long way around. You're right. They took a different way.
Because King Herod had tricked them.
King Herod did trick them. You're right. Yeah, he was a bit nervous about this whole other king thing, right? King Herod didn't want to lose his kingship. Yeah, but they were warned in a dream, and they went back a different way. Well, on this Epiphany, you probably already know that I have to say goodbye to you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the story and thinking about my journey and our journey together, and I was thinking, wow, I actually did, too, come a long ways to be with you. From Boston to here is actually pretty far, maybe about as far or further than they had to go, actually, right? Right? But together we've gotten to worship. Together we've gotten to do wonderful things with God, and I've gotten to be able to offer gifts to you and receive gifts from you, and I'm so deeply grateful. And like the Magi, they're returning, and I'm returning as well. I'm returning very different than I came, and I'm returning via a different path, not because of a scary king. Thank goodness, right? But because of other reasons, and God is in the midst of it all. And I give thanks that I was able to come and worship and be a part of this wonderful place with you. So thank you for offering me gifts and being there in this place of house of worship. I want to pray with you before you head back to your seats. Can we pray? Let's pray. Lord God, we give you thanks that you have truly blessed us with your presence and your gifts. We thank you for this chance to say goodbye, and we thank you for your presence as we go our separate ways. Bless us now and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody. You may head back.